Senior Story, Determined to Win. Chapter 8, From Progress to Prison. After explaining to Tracy the need to change the way she thinks about her sailing ability, Dad brought out the colored pencils and art paper. "Here, Tracy," he said, "imagine yourself as a strong, skilled sailor who loves being out on the water. Get a clear image in your mind, then do your best drawing. I'll come back in a little while. Take your time." After a half hour of hard thinking, Tracy finally locked in the image she wanted. She drew a detailed picture of her boat, the Mackerel, complete with the name written on its side. The girl, Tracy, was leaning backward on the rail, firmly holding the handle of the tiller, with eyes focused on the sail and wind indicator at the top. Other young sailors were out on the water as well. She was slightly ahead of them in the center of the drawing with a big smile. When Dad returned, he was quite impressed. "You must have inherited your mom's artistic ability. I would have drawn stick figures. This is perfect." At the bottom of the drawing, Dad wrote, "I am becoming a strong, skilled sailor. The more I learn, the more confident I am sailing with others and alone." "Hang this on the fridge, Tracy. Every time you see it, say these words. Memorize them. This is the first layer of the new thought tower you are building. When the old thoughts try to creep in, and they will, you must capture them right away. Erase them and replace them with this declaration. Capture, erase, replace. Say this declaration over and over until the old thoughts give up. At that point, you have renewed your mind, like the Bible says to do." The next week was awesome. Tracy had memorized the declaration in an hour and repeated it constantly. During her lessons, her focus was 100% better. Dad was thrilled. She performed every series of maneuvers without stalling until she could do them without any hints from her dad. "Let's move you two out on the water today," Dad announced a few days later. In a split second, Tracy's mind was being invaded by an army of fear thoughts. The water! Since Dad fell overboard the first time he was on the water, will I? Will my boat flip over too? What if I get stuck under it and I can't get out? Tracy stiffened with worry and was no longer able to focus. Instead of capturing those old thoughts, she had allowed them to capture her. She had locked herself into a prison of fear.